Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Police in Colorado Springs say 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich is in custody following a shooting late Saturday night at Club Q in that city. Aldrich is accused of using a semi-automatic rifle to kill five people and wound 25 others before he was overpowered by patrons at the popular LGBTQ nightclub. Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther says the attack should be investigated as a possible hate crime.
You saw what happened in Orlando. It's obviously a matter of tremendous concern. I agree with President Biden's comments about this sort of potential bias crime, and we will do everything we can to determine exactly what the motive was here.
Police, meanwhile, are still trying to determine the motive for the shooting. The worst of the snow might be over in western New York, but the worst of the storm isn't. With up to 6.5 feet in some areas, people are still trapped at home. Some schools are closed Monday, and people are still being ticketed for driving, with almost 400 tickets written so far. For member station WBFO, Emily Watkins has the latest on the storm.
Heavy snowfall in Buffalo has finally ended. Now, efforts will shift to the collapsed buildings, digging out cars and plowing streets. Daniel Herrig owns a private snowplow business and has been working around the clock.
It's been a bit of an arduous battle, but we're prevailing.
New York State Governor Kathy Hochul has requested a federal emergency declaration, which would provide federal support to the recovering communities. For NPR News, I'm Emily Watkins in Buffalo.
Disney's former chief executive Bob Iger will return to the media company once again as its CEO. That move is effective immediately. NPR's Grace Newton reports.
Iger had served as Disney CEO for 15 years before his retirement in December of last year. He'll replace Bob Chapek, who stepped into the role in 2020 and led the media company through the pandemic. The surprise change in leadership comes amid a difficult financial year for Disney. The media giant disappointed investors after fourth quarter losses shot up to $1.5 billion, in part due to the high cost of operating their streaming service, Disney+. According to a statement from Disney's board, Iger has agreed to lead the company for 2 years. Grace Newton, NPR News.
The area around Europe's largest nuclear power plant was shelled again on Sunday. The Zaporizhia plant in eastern Ukraine is occupied by Russian forces. Officials with the International Atomic Energy Agency say more than a dozen explosions shook that facility and damaged buildings and equipment there. Russia is blaming Ukrainian forces for the attack, but the Ukrainians say Russia is trying to prevent the plant from offering power to millions of Ukrainians who are now living with limited access to electricity and water. You're listening to NPR News. Vaccines can help protect against influenza, but their effectiveness can vary. As Chuck Smith of member station KDAQ in Shreveport, Louisiana reports, a clinical trial for a new mRNA flu vaccine aims to change that.
Flu vaccines in the U.S. are based on the strains from months ago in the Southern Hemisphere, which means the shot you get is an educated guess on the type of flu that may show up. Dr. John Van Cherry, Director of Clinical Trials at LSU Health Shreveport, says mRNA flu vaccines could be game changers.
The mRNA platform is more agile. It takes less time to produce that vaccine using the mRNA platform. That lead time can be less, which means we can pick more accurately what strains we expect to be circulating.
The nationwide trial, sponsored by Pfizer, seeks volunteers 18 years and older. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Smith in Shreveport.
A sentencing hearing for the stars of the reality TV series Chrisley Knows Best takes place on Monday. Todd and Julie Chrisley were found guilty of federal bank fraud charges in June. Prosecutors say they hid their wealth from tax authorities, and they're recommending lengthy sentences for the couple. The sentencing hearing is expected to last 2 days. The World Cup is now underway in Qatar. Ecuador handed Qatar a 2-0 loss in the first game of the tournament on Sunday. It is tradition that the host team play first, and it's the first time ever that the host team did not win. Ecuador captain Ener Valencia scored both of his team's goals in the game's first half. The U.S., meanwhile, plays its first match on Monday against Wales. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.